This is the Rip Track Podcast, Episode 11, Part 3. In this part, we'll finish hearing from the manufacturers that were showing their products at TrainFest 2009. So without further ado, let's get back to the show floor.
Sylvan Scale models, and we do mostly vehicles and chips in HO scale.
Mm-hmm.
We have the new H63 and H67 Max from the mid-50s to the early 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 1937 Canopy Express,
okay,
which is vegetable dealer's produce truck.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 38 Plymouths as a coupe, two-door and a four-door. We have the B67 Max, which were an East Coast truck.
Yeah.
A little short hood and a concave back wall, which was unusual. We have the B61 Max with the built-in sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
The Max are both available as single or tandem axle.
Okay.
And we have our 100th vehicle kit in HO scale.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1937 Railway Express delivery truck.
Oh, nice.
And I think that's the new stuff.
Cool.
Since we were here last year.
Okay. Great.
There's actually three companies here,
okay,
and they quickly, I represent Woodland Scenics, and they come out with probably four new N-scale sets of figures and cars, probably two or three times a year. I guess the other news would be on our circus wagons that's under Sparkling Star Models would be we are doing authentic circus wagons in N-scale and HO and O and C, but that would be of interest to
I saw the previews at Anaheim last year, and
yeah,
we did talk to the person there, but I noticed that some of them are actually available now.
Yeah, there's the first two wagons are available, and there's two more that'll be ready to ship as soon as I get the instruction sheets.
Okay.
My name is Rich Janicek from Bachman Trains. And our two new items in our O-scale line, we have the two new sets. One is a Pennsylvania set called the Keystone Express, and the other is a Santa Fe Flyer.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be available the first week of December.
Okay, so in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas. Our most exciting introduction, I guess, is over in our Thomas line.
Uh-huh.
Recently acquired the large-scale license for Thomas.
Okay.
So there'll be two sets out this year, Thomas with Annie and Clarabelle,
mm-hmm,
as well as Percy with the Troublesome Trucks.
Okay.
We'll also have the product that'll be available open stock as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that product will be available right before Thanksgiving. So
okay,
just in time for Black Friday sales.
Sure, sure.
Those
are the big ones.
That's
okay,
our big introductions. Yes.
Are there any other plans to do iModel personally in N-scale? So
actually,
this is a question from me now.
Let's take a walk over here. One of the items that we introduced earlier this year is our 44 tonner in N-scale.
Uh-huh.
And what's nice about this is actually our first introduction into really
with
DCC,
it says on it, yes.
As we go forward in N-scale, we'll continue to make our locomotives DCC equipped.
Okay.
So we'll make room inside the locomotive for that.
Great.
The 44, the DD40AX was something we introduced, I guess, about 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
We're sold out of several of the road numbers already, so we'll get another production run in after Christmas for that, but that's been very successful. It's got
and
two motors in it.
It looks a lot finer detail than the DD40s
one
that I've seen before,
yes.
Yes.
We have our excursion cars here that we introduced earlier this year.
Uh-huh. I saw those in Anaheim.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have the stuff we did introduce in Anaheim.
Okay. Are there plans to do more streetcar and trolleys in the smaller scales?
Absolutely.
There are.
Yep, there'll be some exciting announcements that we'll make probably at the NMRA show or iHobby in 2010.
Okay. Well, I will definitely be there.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, this is Craig from Bluford Shops. We're here showing our 86-foot auto parts box cars. And every paint scheme we've done so far, plus a few that haven't come out yet.
And there's a lot of them on that rack there.
Yes.
How many does that work out to? Let's see, four columns of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 rows. Almost 30 cars, or more than 30 cars.
Yeah, it's been a busy year for us.
Yeah.
And we're developing a couple of new hopper cars now, working on the 70-ton three-bay hoppers.
I heard rumors about that, yeah.
Some two different body styles, an offset style and a 14 panel.
Okay.
The 14 panel is an offshoot of a USRA design. Mm-hmm. New York Central had sort of developed their own option on the ribside hopper, uh-huh. 70 tons, with 14 full-length side panels. Some of which had the ribs riveted on, some were welded on. Mm-hmm. And that version turned out to be popular with more railroads than the original USRA design.
So oh, sure.
It seemed like a good choice for us to do. Those will be coming out in a number of road names this coming spring.
Mm-hmm.
They have die-cast floor, slope sheet, and center sill. Mm-hmm. So they'll be up to NMRA standard weight. We're body-mounting the couplers. Mm-hmm. They include even the brake hose is a separate detail.
Okay, nice.
They have a full slope sheet support detail, full mm-hmm. brake detail, including the brake rod and lever. And for some reason, the lever is a detail that had been omitted from most N-scale
cars. Oh, really?
So we found a way to make it work, so we're including that.
Nice.
And the two hoppers are completely different from each other. They share almost no components.
Okay.
So they'll look very different.
They'll look good combined in a train, I'm sure.
Yes, and we're doing them all in a number of road names. The number of road names actually, or road numbers, I should say, varies depending on what road it is. The more popular railroads with larger hopper fleets, we're doing up to 20 road numbers.
Oh, nah.
And the other smaller fleets, we're doing as few as three road numbers.
Okay.
So, we do it as if you get six road numbers, for instance, we'll do a three-pack, a two-pack, and a single.
Okay.
So if you got one of each, you would have
all six
road
sure.
numbers. So that's how it works.
Nice.
Well, at Moose Industries, Steve Olson, we're basically producing internally sprung ground throws for the mm-hmm. railroad industry. Mm-hmm.
All right, and you've got a little assembly rig in front of you. You do all the assembly by hand?
Yes. We don't have enough production to justify robots.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's all done in the United States. Everything's, all the materials and everything are from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Great. And there's a whole bunch of different applications you've got out here. For anyone who doesn't know more about the product, could you give a quick description?
We handle everything from Code 55 and N scale up to O scale right now. We've got high levels for the HOS, targets for the HONS. We haven't done that N yet. We do have a couple ground throws that have contacts, so
okay.
You can power your frogs. They're an internal single pole level throw switch.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty simple stuff.
Okay.
Very reliable.
And available in all the hobby shops.
Hopefully. we sell to the distributor, or we will sell direct to a modeler, because hobby shops don't carry everything.
Sure.
Or won't get it. So.
Do you have a website address?
CabooseIndustries.com.
That's easy to remember.
Or I'm sorry, CabooseIndustries.com.
Okay, CabooseIndustries.com.
Yes.
All right. Start with the company name, and if you want, you can include your name.
Caboose Trains. My name is John Mikish. I'm the product manager.
Okay.
The first new product, and I'll be here for Christmas, is the RDC3
mm-hmm.
In G-scale. And the other new product that's also going to be out this winter will be the PCC car.
Okay.
We're doing the very first PCC car pre-war built based on the car that's been restored mm-hmm. in the Shoreline Trolley Museum.
Okay.
Other new products will be out this year. Later on this year, we'll have the consolidated E27 class B&O engine,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is 2.80 consolidated. We're also coming out with a new coupler.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on a new NMRA design and standards set for the G-scale hobby industry.
Okay. So it looks a lot more like the prototype knuckle coupler now.
Correct.
Great.
And it works with our old coupler, and it also works with the Katie coupler.
Great. And that, I probably missed when you said that was expected to be out.
Those couplers should be out this spring. Yeah,
spring. Okay, great.
But right now we're in the beta stage testing. We sent out samples to be tested
mm-hmm.
and samples to the NMRA to make sure they meet their standards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they should be available once they're released from all those popular hobby
Correct.
Shops. Great. All right.
We've sent samples out to the hobby shop, so the hobby shop starts to demonstrate to some customers.
Sounds good. All right. And what is your website address?
The website is www.aristocraft.com.
Okay, great.
Hi, I'm Rich Foster with MTH Electric Trains. We got a lot of exciting new products here. We're introducing at Train Fest, a brand new HO Little Joe in Milwaukee Road and South Shore and other road names, along with to be die cast with operating pentagraphs directionally controlled.
That'll be nice.
Also, a nice veranda turbine, which is also die cast, comes with a die cast tender as well in Union Pacific. And a brand new nickel plate Burke and Paramarquette Burke that we just introduced new at this show. So lots of great new HO product, as well as lots of O-gauge that we're just getting out here on the market. We brought our new New York Central Mohawk with us, as well as lots of other steam and diesels for this show. Burlington Switcher and Wisconsin Southern Jeep 20 that are brand new for this 2010 Volume 1 catalog.
Oh, yeah, there they are on the shelf.
Are on display as well.
Nice.
So we got lots of brand new product out here, and the crowd seems to be enjoying the show. We're having a great time.
Great. And what's your website address?
MTHtrains.com.
All right.
The company name is Tester Corporation, and my name is Adam Morrison.
Okay. And what are you demonstrating here? Because this is an audio podcast.
Okay, well, we're demonstrating how to weather railroad cars with the Aztec Everett.
Okay.
And polyscale paint, which is the acrylic paint that Testers manufactures. We weather them with the layers to make them lighten up the paintwork with white, and then we put them back and we put black on them, and then finally finish off with a rust coat. So we've also got our new spray finishes, which give you textured concrete and grass straight out of an aerosol can. So that's what we do today.
And that makes a good base surface for scenery.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. It just goes straight on, as you see,
straight
out of the aerosol can. It covers into this five different texture colors. So
nice. And you're just spraying straight out of the airbrush right onto the car without any without any masks, and just going right at it with different
colors.
Correct. Yeah. You're getting some really nice results here with these. And how much practice do you expect you would need to do to get this kind of result from an average modeler?
An average modeler can step in and do these quite easily. Obviously, what I'm doing here is taking me a long time to actually get enough skill to do that.
Sure.
An average modeler can pick this up quite happily with a decent airbrush and some paint. They can get their cars to look relatively used. But a bit of practice helps.
Certainly. And you're not thinning the paint at all when you spray it, are you?
I try not to. I try and spray it straight out of the bottle.
Okay.
It's still paint. I may add some thinner if I don't like the way it's spraying, but most of the time I'll spray it straight out of the bottle if it's at all possible.
Hi, Fox Valley Models. My name is Matt. And for Train Fest, we just announced the 1935 Hiawatha. It's going to be available in HO and N scales starting in July of 2010, just in time for the national convention. Been quite the highlight of the show. Beyond that, our N scale Jeebos are well underway. The first one should start delivery next month of December. And we'll continue a line of freight cars for the next year. A lot more Sioux Line cars and hoppers as well.
Okay. Hi, I'm Bob Brugel with Broadway Limited Imports. We've got some great new products coming out next year, the first of which we're in production on now with the Pennsylvania Railroad Centipede. Mm-hmm. Beautiful engine, an AA unit, both with power, both with sounds. A lot of people looking forward to that. We've also got another treat for our Penzi fans, a brass hybrid Q2, gorgeous with our Paragon sound system, Paragon 2 sound system, smoke, Jeff, it's great.
And that's an HO scale?
That's an HO scale.
Nice.
Real coal load on that. Beautiful.
Okay.
A lot of new stuff coming. We're just in production on our SP Daylight passenger car train, and we'll do that in series, kind of starting at the back of the train with the observation cars.
Okay.
And then we'll run through the full-width diaphragm articulated chair cars, the three-car sets. Really a beautiful train.
I look forward to seeing that one.
All kinds of stuff coming out. So
great.
Our new catalog will be out the end of December.
Okay.
The 2010 catalog. Mm-hmm. And look forward to a great year of new products.
Great. And what's your website address?
www.broadway-limited.com.
Great.
My name is John Smith. I'm the director of sales for Iwata Midea Airbrush Company. Our product line has been sold in the U.S. for about 30 years. We're relatively new to the model railroading field. The product line was developed initially for commercial art and illustrations. Mm-hmm. So our forte has been for producing detail airbrushes. And they're great for weathering, scenery, et cetera, and so forth. We've now expanded to now we have about four different series of airbrushes. Mm-hmm. Here at the show, what we have new, we also manufacture compressors and all types of accessories.
Okay.
We have a brand new compressor called the Ninja Jet, mm-hmm. which is our least expensive, and it's an entry-level compressor designed for people that are just getting into the use of airbrushes, mm-hmm. And it's the most affordable that we have.
Okay.
We also have a number of different accessories. After developing a range of airbrushes, as I mentioned, for various applications, we say, well, what we need to do is have accessories. So we have mm-hmm. a new cleaning station,
uh-huh.
which makes it really easy and convenient to do color changes or clean the airbrushes quickly. We also have a miniature filter that fits right onto the airbrush itself,
mm-hmm.
again, designed to extract all the moisture from the compressed air, which is a byproduct of compressing air.
Sure.
We have a new air pressure adjuster, which, again, snaps right onto the airbrush itself,
mm-hmm.
so because that's equally as important when we're doing detail.
Sure.
And we do also have a brand new weathering set that was mm-hmm. Leslie Eaton, who's a well-known model railroad mm-hmm. enthusiast.
And a master modeler.
And a master modeler.
Yes. And here today.
Exactly. She's helping us in the booth. She's also doing airbrush clinics.
Mm-hmm.
She's done a great job of helping us formulate the correct colors mm-hmm. for doing weathering.
Mm-hmm.
So, in summary, you know, we're very pleased to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great show. We look forward to doing many others.
Well, I tried stopping by here a couple times yesterday, but you were always too busy for me to jump in there and talk to you. But that's the good kind of busy. Lots of people asking questions, lots of people interested in the product.
Well, if I may also add, the reason that we do these shows, selling the product is great, mm-hmm. but more importantly, what our mission is to educate and inform mm-hmm. consumers mm-hmm. so that they can make a good decision, whether they buy our product or anybody else's. We want them to understand and know what the products are about, how they work, mm-hmm. and that's why we set up workstations right in the booth
mm-hmm.
so people can actually try their hand. We're going to be expanding into hands-on workshops and
uh-huh.
future shows
uh-huh.
where we'll have a 3-hour session. People will be able to actually complete a project.
Nice. That'll be interesting to see.
And we appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience.
The name of the company is SJT Enterprises, Wireless Microcolor Cam. We sell wireless cameras to the hobby industry, especially model train enthusiasts. And my name is Jerry.
Okay. I've seen the ads in a couple of the magazines. Can you show me a couple of the products that you specialize in mostly?
Okay, the one on the end down there mm-hmm. is our basic entry-level camera system. And it goes for $99.95. It comes complete with everything you need except for a battery and a TV set.
Okay.
It seems like that's our best seller, possibly due to the price. And also it gives you everything to get started.
Okay. And that's the one, that's this one down here at this end?
Correct.
Okay. And I see on your demo layout, you've got one actually taped onto an N-scale car running around there.
Yeah, the camera systems will fit anything from Z-scale on up. You really can't put the camera inside a Z-scale or an N-scale.
Right.
But you can put it inside HO.
Okay.
So if you wanted to totally conceal it, HO would be the route to go.
HO or larger, yeah.
Or larger. With the exception of some of the O-gauge.
Okay.
Some of the O-gauge, like Mike's Train House, for example, has so much stuff inside the shell that there's really not room for a camera, believe it or not.
Sure.
But yet you can put it inside a dummy O-gauge unit.
Okay.
One of the new products that we've got out is a receiver that allows you to actually connect to your computer to the USB port.
Oh, nice.
So now you can make your train layout, your actual, actually your webcam, and have people on the internet see what your trains look like or see what it looks like on your layout from the aspect of the engineering your train.
Nice, and that's just a USB connection.
Right, it also has audio and video output as well. So okay. You can connect it up to a standard TV or VCR or DVD recorder.
Oh, neat.
Oh, don't touch it.
All right. Anything else that you want to highlight for us? Or?
Well, we are starting to sell some DVDs, too, some old-time movie DVDs. They're okay. Not quite up on the website yet, but they will be up there before Christmas.
Okay.
And
I don't remember if you said your website address or not.
It's a long one, but it's an easy one to remember. It's www.wirelessmicrocolorcam.com, and it's all one word. Wireless
one
micro
word,
color
no punctuation.
Cam. Right.
All right.
Com.
This is Mark Walker from AccuRail, and new this year, we're going to be offering a offset side twin hopper. This is our 7700 series. It will be available in 33 roads to start, plus data onlys and undecorateds. Those will be coming in December of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a bunch of new TOFC 89-foot flat car 3 number sets.
Mm-hmm.
There will be 8 of those.
Okay.
And
that's just the car without anything on it?
That is correct.
Okay.
The trailers will be separate, and we're thinking about doing a few more of those as well.
Okay.
And also coming in December is the new 9400 series partially enclosed auto rack.
That was going to be my next question, since you got the 89-foot car and put the rack on top of it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be available in 20 road numbers, plus undecorateds okay. and data only.
Okay.
And we just finished the first couple of SKUs, and they should be hitting the distributors probably the end of next week.
Great. Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else you want to highlight real quick?
No, that's pretty much what's new on the menu.
All right. Well, what's the website address?
The website is AccuRail.com.
Easy to remember.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, the name of the company is Bridgeworks. We also have a company that's called Mountain Billboards.
Okay.
And we're just working on the website right now because it's brand new.
Okay.
The units we have here are prototypes that we've come up with of the standard billboards that we used in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
There are actually 9 standard billboard sizes.
Okay.
This we picked is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have removable signs on them. So you can actually very easily change the signage on the billboard.
And that's in the garden scale sizes.
Garden scale size, exactly.
Okay.
G scale. And totally waterproof, weatherproof, 100-mile-an-hour wind type stuff.
And how about fading?
Built for that, too.
They're designed for that.
As well.
Good.
Yeah, designed for that as well. The material they're printed on is a vinyl-type material.
Okay.
And the ink process actually fuses into the vinyl.
Okay.
So that it
doesn't wear off of it.
No, and even instantly after printing, it's kind of interesting because you can scrub them with a cloth soap or anything, nothing.
Wow.
Doesn't move. So we've been working on them for a while, and we'll probably have them ready for production in about 3 months.
Okay.
They should start hitting the market.
Great. So in time for next season.
Yep.
In the garden.
Yep. Time for next season, depending on where you live.
Yeah.
But we're kind of excited about it. Had a very good response at the show.
Mm-hmm.
People that are in G scale, obviously.
Sure.
I was looking for something to stick up. You can also, as we did with this Train Fest sign, you can make up signs that are custom very easy.
Okay.
Real simple. You can either send us photographs, email them, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and we can make up special signs for you.
Mm-hmm.
There will be an entire package of signs that will be available,
mm-hmm.
Including the standards like Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola, and
right.
Beer. And then we're going to do a series of the Burma Shade signs.
Oh, okay.
Which are actually smaller in G-scale.
Yeah.
Because they actually were roadside signs.
Right.
And you would have sayings. And they have hundreds and hundreds of signs.
I've seen websites that go through a bunch of them. There's some pretty clever ones sometimes.
There are. We're working on getting the legal stuff all out of the way.
Okay.
It never ceases to amaze me that if you're advertising for a company, they can sue you. But we're getting all that. We've been talking to a couple of attorneys and getting that lined up. But we should be in production in, I say 60 days, my wife says 90.
Sometime soon.
Yeah.
You can put it at that at least.
Exactly.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much. You said your website is in process right now.
It's not open yet.
Okay.
The Bridgeworks website is open, and the Bridgeworks website will link to the Mountain Billboard website.
Okay. Well, what is the Bridgeworks website address?
It's www.bridgeworks.com.
Okay, and we're going to have to spell it.
With an E.
Yes, because I noticed it was different on your sign up here.
Right. The Mountain Billboard sign is mountainbillboards.com.
And that's the one that's not quite ready yet.
It's not quite up yet.
Okay.
We have the name, all that part is done, but we just haven't finished up the sign.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, the Anna Murray was founded back in 1934 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on 84th and Slinger. The building does not exist anymore. The Anna Murray was formed also to bring uniformity to all scales, so that you can run your layout train on somebody else's layout. Also, the national convention is every year at a different major city, and it'll be held in Milwaukee at the Midwest Express Center, downtown Milwaukee, on 6th and Wisconsin. We will have clinics trying to do local flavor. There'll be layout tours from all over Milwaukee and Wisconsin and Northern Illinois. We will have prototype tours, including the Falk Corporation, which is a gear manufacturer, Usiri Siri, which is a mining manufacturer, Vulcan Quarry, which provides crushed rock for different things, J.I. Case, which makes tractors,
right.
Charter Wire, which makes coiled steel. Those will be the prototype tours. We'll also be visiting Union, Illinois, which is a railroad museum.
Right, the Illinois Railroad Museum there.
Green Bay Railroad Museum.
Mm-hmm. And the Maritime Museum. North
Freedom, which is the train museum near Baraboo, which will be a kind of a combined thing with Baraboo, the circus museum.
Right.
There will be a full slate of events for the ladies to participate at this show, so they will not be wanting for anything, including...
They're not left out.
Winery tours, shopping tours, boat tours, some other tours that they have planned. We will also have a slate of evening dinner tours, including a meal at the Milwaukee Museum, which will include the first floor. You'll get a chance to see the old world Milwaukee, the live butterfly collection we have here, and all the other exhibits on the first floor. There'll be a boat dinner tour. There'll be the East Troy dining train one night on a tour. These are all extra event tours,
right.
But to get a chance to sample Milwaukee Gebliebtigkeit. Also on Sunday night, we will have a welcoming party at Zeidler Park with local flavor beer, brats, and soda water.
That's the Sunday of the beginning of the convention. Okay.
Yes. We will also have a German band and German dancers and a local group from Madison that does railroad songs.
Oh, fun.
Okay.
And how many clinics are we planning, and how many layout tours are we planning for the convention?
Probably at least 120 different layouts will be available for tours.
Okay.
And probably a likely number of clinics. Mm-hmm. Right now they haven't been fully established.
Right.
So the website in the next coming months will have more information on that, which is www.nmra75.org.
And that's the number 75, and
correct.
not the word 75.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
And we finally come to the end of the announcements from TrainFest 2009. Be sure to take some time to visit the manufacturers' websites that are listed in the show notes at riptrack.net/podcast-011.3, and don't forget to tell them that you heard about them from this show. You can help support this podcast by starting your Amazon.com shopping through the links on the RipTrack website at riptrack.net. For updates on podcast show production as they happen, become a fan of the RipTrack on Facebook. Also, take a moment to leave your 5-star positive review of the RipTrack podcast in iTunes, so other model railroaders will know how highly you think of this show. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for future episodes of this podcast, you can email text or sound files to podcast@riptrack.net. Until next time, happy modeling!